recovering what they can off the coast of South Carolina. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, where that Chinese spy balloon was shot down Saturday after trekking across America. Republicans say President Biden took way too long. Senator Steve Daines tells Fox they could have shot it down without risking lives when it was first spotted over his state, Montana.
The biggest risk would have been hitting a cow, a prairie dog, or an antelope.
It entered the United States through Idaho on the 31st and was spotted across several states, including near a handful of military bases before it was finally shot down.
Fox's Brooke Singman also reports a senior Biden administration official tells her other balloons briefly crossed into the U.S. in the Trump era at least three times.
They went undetected. The official tells me that the information on those spy balloons was, quote, discovered after the Trump administration. But Trump administration officials claim that never happened and are criticizing the Biden administration for spreading what they are calling disinformation.
It's a nightmare of a day in Turkey and Syria. Rocked by the most powerful earthquake to hit there in decades, a magnitude 7.8 followed by an aftershock nearly as strong. At least 1,500 people are dead, thousands more injured. That's the sound of a building collapsing. Hundreds more came down when the quake hit at 4 a.m. Crews are searching the rubble for survivors. And we're also just learning a small earthquake was felt in Buffalo, New York, that area, a 3.8 magnitude. There's fear a rail car that's been burning since a Friday train derailment in Ohio could explode. People within a mile of that in East Palestine have been ordered to evacuate. A historic night at the Grammys on CBS.
I'd like to thank my parents, my father, my mother.
That's Beyonce.
For loving me and pushing me.
After winning four more awards, giving her 32 lifetime Grammys, more than anyone ever. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
There's a new ABC News Washington Post poll President Biden may not like. 41% of those surveyed say they are worse off financially since he took office. 52% disapprove of the job he's doing, and about half of his fellow Democrats don't want him to run again. And if he does, former President Trump beats President Biden slightly in a theoretical rematch in that poll. Now, tomorrow night, the president will tout what he sees as progress in the State of the Union address.
President Biden may highlight the passage of things he asked for in his last State of the Union, the CHIPS and Science Act, and a version of Build Back Better known as the Inflation Reduction Act. White House economic advisor Jared Bernstein told Fox News Sunday.
The gas price, which is such an important price in our economy, down $1.50 from its peak in June of last year. And that means real breathing room.
But many might expect he begins on a foreign policy note after the U.S. military shot down a Chinese spy balloon that traversed the U.S. this past week. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton told Fox News Sunday.
Let a spy balloon complete its spy mission before we shot it down, I'm afraid, is an embarrassment to the United States.
In Washington, D.C., Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could fall. Dow futures down more than 100 points. Days before the NBA's trade deadline, a big deal.
48 hours after requesting a trade from the Brooklyn Nets, Kyrie Irving is headed to Dallas. According to multiple reports, the Mavericks are sending Dorian Finney-Smith, Spencer Dinwiddie, a 2029 first-round pick, and two second-round picks back to Brooklyn in exchange for the eight-time All-Star. The deal brings to an end a tumultuous four-year run in Brooklyn for Irving. He missed a chunk of the 2021 season because of his refusal to get vaccinated, and he was suspended earlier this season for promoting a movie that contained anti-Semitic themes on social media. Tim McMaster, Fox News.
The Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles have both arrived in Phoenix. Those teams now ready for the Super Bowl, getting ready 6 days from now. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.